Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹早安。
I see you have overcome and you still remain with us.
啊，我看你们已经得胜了，哎，直到今日还在这里。
The charcoal fire has not drawn you away from this Memorial Weekend conference.
烧烤的煤炭没有让你在这里分心。
Today there's barbecue in the air.
今天我们闻都可以闻到烤肉的味道。
But we come to feast upon the manna from heaven.
但是我们今天是一同来享受天上玛拿的圣餐。
Let's begin by reading some scriptures again this morning. We'll start in Psalm 18.
我们今天一样，开始的时候先读一些经文。我们从诗篇第十八篇开始。
Wonderful Psalm. We'll just read verses 30 through 36.
一个非常好的诗篇，我们只是从三十节读到三十三节。
I just want to point out two words here. I don't know what they're translated in Mandarin.
我特别要指出两个字，虽然我不知道在中文的翻译是什么。
But here in the literal in the Hebrew, it says, "As for God, His way is perfect."
至于神，在希伯来文里面讲的就是至于神，他的道是完全的。
And then in verse 32,
然后第三十二节
，The God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect.
So 唯有那以力量束我的腰，使我行为完全的，他是神。
Now this is important for us to grasp.
那这是一个我们必须要了解一个很重要的观念。
Now we'll read these verses.
那现在我们再来读。
As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him.
至于神，他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是炼净的。凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
For who is God but the Lord?And who is a rock except our God?
除了耶和华，谁是神呢？除了我们的神，谁是磐石呢？
The God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect.
唯有那以力量束我的腰，使我行为完全的，他是神。
He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我在高处安稳。
He trains my hands for battle, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze.
他教导我的手能以征战，甚至我的膀臂能开铜弓。
You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me.And your gentleness makes me great.
你把你的救恩给我做盾牌，你的右手扶持我，你的温和使我伟大。
You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped.
你使我脚下的地步宽阔，我的脚未曾滑跌。
And then a verse from Exodus chapter 33.
那出埃及记的三十三章。
Verse
13. 第十三节。
Now therefore I pray, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider too that this nation is your people.
我如今落在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
And then in John chapter 14, verse
6. 约翰福音第十四章第六节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And then finally in Acts chapter
9, 最后我们看使徒行传第九章
verses 1 and 2,
第一节跟第二节。
Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women,He might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各会堂。若是找着这信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And then finally, in Ephesians and chapter 3,
我们再看以弗所书的第三章。
Beginning in verse 8.
第八节。
To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典。叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So that the manifold wisdom of God now might be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies.
我要借着教会是天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in Him.
这是照神从万世以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的。来到神面前。
Just a further word of prayer.
我们继续做点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful to be again in your presence.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你能够再一次的来到你的面前。
We ask that you would give us the anointing of your spirit.
我们恳求你赐下圣灵的膏抹。
To allow us to see and to speak the word of God.
让我们不仅是能够看见，也能够传讲神的话。
And that by the work of your Spirit in our hearts, we might receive the Word of God.
那按着你圣灵在我们心里的工作，让我们能够领受神的话。
We ask that your Spirit would breathe life into us.
我们恳求你借着圣灵将生命吹在我们里面。
And that that same precious Holy Spirit would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个宝贝的圣灵能够将认识我们主耶稣的智慧与启示的灵再一次赐给我们。
Open our eyes that we might see.
开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够看见。
Find ourselves walking in accordance with the heavenly vision.
让我们所走的道路能与我们所见天上的意象相合。
May we all be able to testify we were not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
让我们都能够做见证。说我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
For these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
靠着耶稣基督大能的名，我们向你祈求这些事。
Amen.
Amen.
We are talking about something very wonderful, tremendous.
我们所谈的是非常奇妙、非常美好的。
The heavenly vision, as it was presented to Paul the Apostle.
一个借着使徒保罗所传下来一个天上的意象。
From the moment he was struck by the light of heaven, he was never the same.
自从他被从天上那个光击倒以后，他就再也不是同样的保罗。
And in principle, this applies to us as well.
那么在原则上，这也可以用在我们的身上。
As we see this heavenly vision of Christ and his work and his purpose, we are never the same.
当我们看见这在天上荣耀基督的意象，他的工作，他的道路，我们就再也不是同样的人。
We mentioned Margaret Barber in passing yesterday.
在昨天的时候，我们提到了Margaret Barber.
I love this hymn that she has written.
那她所写的这首诗歌是我非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
It's called "Wrecked Outright on Jesus' Breast." Wrecked, shipwrecked. Did you sing that song?
那这首诗歌的名字是好像。遭难以后躺在基督的怀里。
You don't sing that song?
那不知道你们唱过这首诗歌没有？
Yeah, okay. You know, our dear sister lived at an anchorage on a river and saw ships going by all the time and sometimes saw a shipwreck.
那你知道我们的姐妹住的地方是靠近一个港口，所以她常常看到有船来来往往，那么有时候也会看到那船遭风暴沉了。
And so she wrote this song about herself.
所以她就按着这个灵感写了一首诗歌，关于她自己的。
She has been shipwrecked.
她好像那个遭海难沉船的人。
Right on Jesus' breast.
但是这个海难沉船反而带领她到基督的怀里。
That means she is overwhelmed. She is ruined.
换句话说，她被基督的爱好像被毁灭了一样。
She has seen a glorious vision, and all her life is wrecked.
他看到了那荣耀的意象，所以他整个生命被破碎了。
She was in troubles.
他里面有搅扰。
She couldn't go to the left, couldn't go to the right.
他不知道往左走还是往右走。
Tribulation so severe.
那各样的苦难是多多的来到。
But her consolation was she was wrecked on Jesus' breast.
但他的安慰是这个，在百般的患难当中，他是安息在基督的怀里。
Now some of you this morning look like shipwrecks.
你们今天有些人看起来也好像遭到了船难。
But if you're shipwrecked on Jesus' breast, you're in a good spot.
但即使你遭到了船难，这个船难带领你到基督的怀里，那么这是一个好地方。
This vision is wonderful.
这是一个何等美好的一个意象。
It's all encompassing.
这是一个包含万有的意象。
As we have been trying to say in our feeble way,When you see this heavenly vision, out of it comes the end, the call, the way.
这就是我们一直试着用这个不完全的语言在这里讲说，从这天上的意象，我们可以看到他的终极的目的，他的呼召，他的道路。
We just read this little portion here in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们刚刚读了以弗所书第三章的这么一小段的经文。
Here Paul just shares a little bit about his stewardship of the great mysteries of Christ.
保罗在这里讲到他怎么样子做了这个天上启示的奥秘的仆人。
And he says that the church lives in the reality of this great and tremendous vision.
他说教会就是活在这个荣耀这个伟大的意象里面的。
We, the church, becomes a testimony to Satan.And to angels and principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
因为我们就成为为了这些撒旦天使这些天上执政掌权的做见证的人。
These principalities and powers look at the church.
那这天上这些执政掌权的看到了教会。
And what do they say?
那他们会说什么呢？
They said, Oh, the wisdom of God.
他们就是说看了、啊、看了、啊、这是神的智慧。
How could anybody do this wondrous thing?
除了他以外还有谁能够做这奇妙的事？
Look at God's ways.
看看神的道路。
Look at his timing.
看看他的时间。
See how he's ruled over history.
他是怎么样子来管理这个历史。
See how he has taken all things, worked them together for good.
那他这样叫万事互相效力，能够成就他的美意。
Look at the wisdom of his salvation.
看看他救恩里所含的智慧。
How did he do it?
他怎么成就的？
He took enemies, sinners.
他带着他的仇敌，他收纳那些罪人。
And rather than slay them in judgment,
他不是用审判击倒他们。
He captured them by love.
乃是用爱捕捉了他们。
The devil can't touch them.
所以。魔鬼就不能够碰到他们
，because God's people are captured by love，
因为这些是已经被爱所俘虏的人。
The angels are watching，
天使也在那里看。
Even today，
甚至在今日
the church should be such a testimony.
教会就是这样子的见证。
You see how Paul says there, and this is in accordance with the eternal purpose in Jesus Christ.
所以我们在这里看到这保罗是怎么讲的？保罗说这是按着神从万事以前他永远的旨意在基督耶稣里面所定下来的。
It is Christ in all his fullness and glory. That is the heavenly vision.
这是基督在他里面全然的丰富全然的荣耀这是我们天上的意象
Now God is merciful to us
那神对我们是大有怜悯的
As we mentioned yesterday morning
好像我们昨天早上所讲的
When he opens our eyes by the Holy Spirit to this heavenly vision
当他借着圣灵开了我们的眼睛看见这天上的意象
He's actually opening up his heart to us
他是将他自己的心向我们打开显明。
He wants us to see the end in the preeminence of Christ over all things.
他要让我们看见他所定的旨意的终极的目的是要基督在万有之上为源首。
He wants us to survey the greatness of the calling of Christ and in that calling find and discover our calling.
他要我们能够稍微的看见神耶稣基督他所蒙的伟大的呼召然后让我们自己能够在他的呼召里面找到我们的呼召
And now just to complete this fullness of thought we want to look and see Christ and out of that discover our way forward
那今天我们做一个结论我们要从他的这个荣耀的意象里面看到我们的道路
Now the way is very practical
那讲到道路是很实际的。
That's why people love to hear about the way.
所以大部分人都喜欢听关于这方面的事。
Now, as I travel around different places,
那我在各处行走的时候
there's a certain country that seems obsessed with the mechanics of the practical way.
那 有些地方有些国家他们就很注意到到底做事情啊到底该怎么做。
Now forgive me because some of you may come from there.
那当然对不起如果你也是从这些国家来的话。
Now I'm talking about Singaporeans.
那我讲的呢是新加坡。
They're fascinated with mechanics.
他们对于这个机械的事非常的注重。
Every time I go and speak in Singapore.
然后我每次去新加坡讲到的时候。
If I talk about the end, I talk about the call, forget it. Tell me the way. Write it down. What do I do first? What do I do second?
那我讲到了神的神的意象，它里面的旨意，它的呼召。那他们说，哎呀，你不要讲，不要讲，告诉我们这路是怎么走的，我们要做什么，第一件事是什么事情。
You know, Singapore. Well, I just say this as a fool. My visit there.
那我讲到新加坡人，当然你要了解，我对新加坡其实不了解的，我只是去那里拜访的。
Singapore is like a beehive.
我感觉新加坡好像一个蜂窝一样。
And most of the people there are worker bees. They just want to know what to do. What do I do now? What do I do here?
那在那里的人好像都像工蜂一样。那天天问的事情说我要做什么？我要做什么？我要怎么做
？Well, they're very ambitious and motivated.
那当然他们是很有野心，那很有自我的动力。
But it would be good for them and for us before we get too busy on the way to see our way in the heavenly vision as His.
但对他们来讲对我们也是一样如果我们能够在急急忙忙去做什么事之前我们应当先停下来看看一下这天上的意象
So now let's look at this matter
所以现在让我们一起来看这件事
And we'll see that our way is hid in Christ
那我们就可以看见我们的道路是藏在基督里面
Look at Proverbs chapter 16
看一下箴言的第十六章。
There's so much wisdom in Proverbs.
在箴言里面充满了智慧。
And one of these wise statements that we all realize.
那有一个我们所知道一个非常智慧的教导。
Is in verse 25.
是十六章的二十五节。
Proverbs 16:25.
箴言的十六章二十五节。
There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of destruction.
有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
And then let's just add to that, Isaiah 53:6, so familiar to us.
然后借着这个，我们继续看一下，看一下以赛亚书53章的第六节。
All we like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Now, I don't think I need to talk very long about the fact that man's way is not God's way.
那我想我在这里不需要多说，一个人的道路不是神的道路。
The thing about man is he's blind.
那一个人呢，人的他是瞎眼的。
And so of course he doesn't know the way.
所以其实他不知道那条正道。
But the problem becomes twofold when a man is not only blind, but because he is proud, he thinks he knows the way.
但是呢，如果一个人他不仅是瞎眼，而且他又骄傲的话，那问题就更大了。因为他不知道，他不知道这条道路。
So there is a way that seems right to man.
所以在这里呢，就有一条人以为是正路的正路。
I think most people I know start out.With some dreams and ambitions that are good.
那我想我所认识的人，大部分人开始的时候，那他们的野心，他们想成就的事情，其实是好的。
But along the way, sin corrupts this way.
那但是呢，在走这条路的时候，罪的影响就开始进来了。
Now, the United States seems to have a lot of optimistic people in it.
在美国感觉上有很多很乐观的人。
So next year is another presidential election year.
所以明年的时候又到了选总统的时候。
And the Democrats talk about their good way, and the Republicans talk about their good way.
所以民主党的人就讲到他们所要 走的那条好的路，然后共和党的讲到他们所要走的那条好的路。
But have you discovered yet?
但不知道你们有没有注意到
？As you followed the political process here in the U.S.
如果你要关心在美国这些政局的发展的话
，Whether it's the Republican way or the Democrat way，
那无论是民主党的方法或是共和党的方法
，It seemed right at the start。
在刚开始是看起来好像都很不错。
The presidential nominee makes great promises. I'm going to make everybody happy. Everybody's going to have two cars in their garage. We're turning the recession around.
那么总统候选人在那里做了多么美好的应许啊！我们每个人的车房里面都有两辆车，我们要把这经济转回来。
But when they get into office,
但等到他们当选了以后
，we discover corruption and deceit and the government lying, and so then we choose the other side, and they're just as bad.
那我们就看到了说，哦，就看到了许多的败坏，那许多的欺骗，许多的假冒，然后我们就说，好吧，我们选另外一边好了，结果是一样的糟糕。
Now, of course, all men are sinners, and we're all corrupt, but somehow we think we're good, but they're corrupt.
我们知道所有人都是罪人，都是败坏的。但很多时候呢，我们常常以为他们是败坏的，我们是没有的。
There is no one left who does righteousness anymore.
但在这世上没有一个义人，一个都没有。
You know, back when I was a child, right after World War II.
你知道，当我年还是一个孩子的时候，那时候是刚刚过了第二次世界大战。
One of the most trusted people in the community was a banker.
那个时候啊，在我们社区里面，大家最信任的一个人是那在银行工作的人。
Now the biggest crooks in the United States are bankers.
那到了现在呢，那些最不信任、最糟糕的人，就是那些银行家。
Well, now maybe they're the second worst because they hire lawyers who are even worse.
因为呢，不过想想看，也许他们还没那么糟啊，因为他们雇了那些律师，那么这些律师恐怕才是最糟的。
They find ways to cheat us.
他们找到一些方法好来欺骗我们。
And they make so much money.
他赚了很多很多的钱。
What, so now Chase and some other banks have got caught cheating.
那现在呢，像 Chase 银行呢，就被抓到了。
Yeah, $16 billion here. They can give it to you out of their pocket. And so within every country and among every people, there is a corruption cycle that takes us down into death, even though these ways seemed right to man.
所以在各个国家、各个民族当中，有这样的一个好像败坏的循环。他们一开始的时候看起来是正路，但是到了最后却是死路。
In Isaiah 53,
在以赛亚书的第53章,
Now these are the people of Israel being referred to primarily, but it applies to us.
那在这里所讲的当然主要指的是以色列人，但在我们身上也是很合用。
Now these are the people of God.
那这是神的百姓,
but like sheep, they have gone astray.
但如羊走迷,
everyone's pursuing their own way.
那个人行自己的路,
and it's a way that leads to death.
但这是一个引导到死亡的路。
When we look down through history,
那我们看着这个历史,
we see God breaks into history at times to try to show them God's higher way.
我们看到神不断地从天进入这个世界, 要告诉他们一个更高的路。
We find in the book of Acts when Paul is preaching to the Gentiles.
那我们看到使徒行传里面, 保罗向外邦人讲道。
He says, despite our sins, God has never left us without a witness of His goodness and mercy.
他说, 虽然我们有罪, 但是神的美好美善是常常在我们眼前。
There are two things that are embedded in our very life. If we had eyes to see that there's a higher way.
在我们的生命里面有两件事是重在里面的。如果我们能够看见的话，我们可以知道有一个更高更好的路。
The Bible says in nature, we can see the higher ways of God.
圣经告诉我们说，借着受造之物，借着自然，我们可以看到神更高的路。
And in our conscience, we are aware of a higher way than we are walking.
那在我们的良心里面也告诉我们说，我们有一条比我们现在所走的路更高的路。But
even given these helps, we still go the way that leads to destruction.
但即使有了这些帮助，我们所走的路还是走向死亡之路。So
the Old Testament is full of a story of God revealing Himself to His people, and then the people straying off into idolatry and sin.
所以圣经里面充满了这些故事，神向他的百姓显现，但是有了这样子的显现，他的百姓仍然偏行己路，去拜偶像。
God says, I want you to be my people.
神说，我要你们做我的百姓。
I want you to walk with me in my way.
我要你们跟我同走我的道路。
Here are some sacrifices.
那这里是一些祭物。If
you do these,
你要这样子行的话,
you can fellowship with me.
你就能够与我相交。
Here is my tabernacle.
那这是我的会幕。
If you come into me,
然后你到我的面前的时候,
we can fellowship.
我们在这里可以相交。
There is a way for you.
这有一条路的。
But they still went the way of other gods.
但是呢, 他们还是走了去拜别的神的路。
Man's way by itself can never discover God.
人所走的路，凭着他的自己，永远找不到神。How
can we know God's ways?
那我们怎么样才能知道神的道路呢?
If we turn to Isaiah 55,
如果我们翻到以赛亚书55章,
it says in verse 9,
第9节这么说,
verse 8 and 9,
对不起, 第8、第9节,
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。Here
is God's ways.
那么这是神的道路。
They are holy.
它是圣洁的,
righteous.
公义的,
loving.
爱的,
true,
真实的,
it weighs us so much higher than our ways.
是高的太多,
how can we as sinners ever know His ways?
那我们这样子的人, 这样子的罪人, 怎么样子才能够知道他的道路呢?
There were some men in the Old Testament
在旧约里面有一些人物
who prayed like Moses as we read in Exodus 33 Oh Lord, show me thy ways if I have found favor in your sight.
他们的祷告好像摩西像我们刚刚所念的出埃及记的34章所念的主啊若我在你的眼前蒙恩求你指示我你的道路
There is a desire in the hearts of some men to know God's ways.
在一些人的心里面有一个可想他希望认识神的道路。
But how can we ever find?
但是我们怎么样子发现呢
that's when we see in the heavenly vision.
啊这是当我们看见了天上的意象的时候。
His way.
看到他的道路。
Now his ways are higher than ours.
当然他的道路高过我们的道路。
But in this heavenly vision, in his way, we see God intersecting with man in his ways.
但是我们在这个意象里面在他的道路里面我们可以看到神在那里站在人与神之间替我们代求
God's great love comes down and converges with the ways of man
所以神的爱从天降临然后跟人要所走的路合为一
And what is this that we see?
那我们所看到的东西是什么
What is this way of the Lord that intersects with our way.
这是怎么样子一条主的道路是与我们所走的路相交的
Those that see a heavenly vision of Christ
那些能够看到在天上意象的基督
understand God's way is the way of the cross.
那知道神的道路是十架的道路
God comes down and crosses our path.
因为神是降到地上他与人所相交的路是十字的道路。
And by the power of his righteousness, in what he's done on the cross, he changes our way into his way.
但是按着他公义的能力，他在十字架上所成的这条路，他所成就的这条路，成为我们的路。
In the heavenly vision, we see the way of the cross.
所以在这个天上的意象里面我们看见的是十字架的道路
How can we live according to our way?
按着我们自己的路我们要怎么样子的活
But the Bible says by the power of the cross
但圣经告诉我们说借着十字架的能力
Jesus transforms us removes us from the kingdom of darkness and brings us into the kingdom of his dear son
那耶稣基督就变化了我们把我们从黑暗的国度里面提出来移到爱子光明的国里
And then he comes to us having been born again
然后我们重生他又临到我们
And with the word of the cross he begins to separate soul and spirit and overcome the flesh in its rulings in our life
借着十架他开始叫我们的灵与魂能够分开叫我们能够 胜过我们血气的情欲
We understand that the way forward is the way of those who have been crucified with Christ
那我们知道我们往前走的路是能够与基督同钉十字架的路
And an inward way by the Holy Spirit is opened up for us to live above condemnation and the power of the flesh
那么在我们里面借着圣灵叫我们能够胜过定罪叫我们能够胜过血气
Paul describes his life
保罗是这样子来讲他自己的生活
God crossed him in his way
那神将他的路钉在十字架上
He removed all that used to be pride and he was humiliated by it
他将他以前的骄傲的事物都移去了他因此而成为谦卑
and as Paul looked at this heavenly vision
所以当保罗看到这天上的意象的时候
He could say God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ
他就能够说那我断不自夸我要夸就夸主耶稣基督并他钉十字架
By this cross I have been crucified to the world and the world has been crucified to me
借这个十字架对我而言世界已经钉在十字架上对世界而言我已经钉在十字架上
Every point that the world tries to intersect into Paul is cut off by the power of the cross
每一个这个世界要攻击保罗的点都被这个十字架一刀砍断
And whenever Paul tries to reach out into the world
it is cut off by the power of the cross.
甚至当保罗自己他要走向这个世界的时候，按着十字架的能力也把它截断。
This is the way of the Lord.
那么这是神的道路。
Now, if many, every Christian discovers the way of the cross.
那现在呢，我们要了解每一个基督徒都会发现十字架的路。
You, as a Christian, you should know the way of the cross.
只要你是基督徒，你就应该知道这条路。
You have felt the divine veto on much of your own ways.
因为你会发现，那我们自己所走的路，神已经告诉我们很多东西是我们不当行的。
The Lord has hemmed you in sometimes by the power of His cross.
那神已经将这十字架的能力给了我们。
But you see, the power of the cross is actually that.Which enables us to go forward in His perfect way, which is in resurrection life.
但其实我们要了解这十字架的道路是要带领我们进入一个更丰盛的生命，就是复活的生命。
The way forward in the Christian life is on resurrection ground.
一个基督徒往前行走的路是建立在这复活的根基上面。
Now Christians get off the track.When they try by their own strength to go the way of a Christian.
因为耶稣基督基督徒很多时候走错路，因为他们想靠着自己的力量来走这条神的路。
And you all know well Paul's testimony in Romans 7 of how frustrating it is to try to live the Christian life by human flesh and strength.
那我们读了保罗罗马书的第七章就知道，如果要靠着自己的力量走基督徒的路，那是非常的叫人受不了。
But when he discovered he had been crucified with Christ,
但当他发现他已经与基督同钉十字架，
the way forward opened up.
那么往前的路从此就打开了。
He was set free by the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus.
那他借着在耶稣基督里圣灵的律就释放了他。
And this is when he discovered the way of the cross is the perfect way.
那么他在这里就发现这十字架的道路是完全的道路。
Now we remember, if you go back to the Psalms 18,
那如果你记得我们刚刚所读的诗篇第十八篇，
we read David's testimony.
我们读到了大卫的见证。
As for God, his way is perfect.
他讲到神的道路是完全的。
Now David had a long life.
我们知道大卫的一生，他活得很久。
He went through many things.
他经历了很多不同的事情。
But David could say, after all that he had been through, as for God, His way is perfect.
但他经历了这么多的事情以后，他能够说，至于神。他的道是完全的。
David had been through tragedies.
大卫的一生有悲剧。
He saw his beloved friend Jonathan killed in battle.
他看见了他自己所亲爱的朋友约拿丹死在战场上。
He was pursued for years by King Saul.
他被扫罗王多年的追赶。
He killed Uriah for the sake of Bathsheba.
他为了拔示巴的缘故杀了乌利亚。
He lost the baby that was born of fornication.
他就失去了那个他因行淫乱拔示巴所怀的胎。
He wanted to build the temple for the Lord, but the Lord said, no, you cannot.
他要为主建殿，但是主告诉他说你不可以。
He saw his son Amnon, commit fornication with his daughter Tamar.
然后他看见了他自己的儿子暗嫩强奸了他自己的女儿。
He saw Absalom, his son, rebel against him.
他经历了亚撒龙他自己的儿子对他背叛。
He had to flee from Jerusalem.
甚至他必须要逃离耶路撒冷。
All these things he went through.
他经过了这么多的事情。
And the testimony at the end is this.
但到这末了的时候，他的见证在这里。
As for God,
至于神，
His way is perfect.
他的道路是完全的。
David acknowledges his way was the way of sin.
大卫承认了他自己的路是罪的路。
He saw his pride.
他看到他自己的骄傲。
When he took the census,
因为他在那里点死我民数。
He saw his lust.
他看到他的情欲。
He saw all the corruption in his life as he often prayed in the Psalms.
所以我们从诗篇里面他的祷告就可以看出他里面许多的败坏。
And when these things happened, God had to deal with him with the cross.
那么当这些事情发生的时候，那神就必须要用十字架来对付他。
Now of course he didn't know this term, the cross.
当然在那个时候他不知道十字架的道路这个词。
But David, when he says God's ways are perfect,
但是当大卫在这里说神的道路是完全的时候，
What he means by it is he knows when God dealt with him, he dealt with him in mercy.
因为他知道当神在对付他的时候，神是用恩惠与怜悯来对付他。
That when God dealt with him, he dealt with him in justice.
他是用公义来对付他。
And in perfect love.
而且是出于神完全的爱。
What a tremendous thing David saw.
所以大卫所看见的事情是何等伟大的事。
But here's the key.
但在这里这个重要的地方。
Not only does he say it's for God, his way is perfect.
在这里他不仅仅说神的道是完全的。
But throughout all of these dealings in David's life,
但经过大卫这一生当中许多的经历与对付。
He could say in verse 32,
所以他能够说第三十二节的
话。God has made my way perfect.
所以神使我的道路我的行为完全。
Now that's an extraordinary thing to see.
那真的能够看见这个是非常非常了不起。
It took a heavenly vision of God's dealings to realize.
因为唯有看见天上的意象在我们身上的对付才能够明白
that despite all of his sin,
虽然充满了这么多的罪
and falling short,
很多时候亏缺了
God kept him in a way,
但神还是保守他
and made his family the family from which the Christ would come.
然后叫大卫的家族是从此基督要从此而生
Oh, God's ways are perfect.
所以神的道路是完全的。
And in my life, He has perfected my way.
所以在我的一生当中，他使我的道路完全。
I have learned how to war and to battle in His name.
所以现在就知道如何靠他的名来征战。
When I've gone through trouble, the Lord has given me hind feet to be able to climb up into high places.
当我有困难的时候，他使我如同母鹿轻快的蹄，叫我在高处行走。
As for God, His way is perfect.
所以至于神他的道路是完全的。
As for me, he has made my way perfect.
至于我他使我的道路完全。
Now those in the Old Testament even, before Christ came and the cross was seen, they understood just a little bit of a shadow of this perfect way.
所以在旧约里面的人物在基督还没有降临在十字架还没有显明的时候他们所看见的不过是这十字架道路的一个影儿。
I just point you to two others.
那我们要再看两个人。
We read in Genesis chapter 35.
我们看一下创世纪第35节。
After Jacob wandered and ran away.
所以雅各在漂流的逃离了他的家。
After he married his two wives and had the 12 sons and a daughter.
那娶了两个太太 生了许多儿子。
After he faced the fear of retribution from Esau.
面对了可能以扫对他报仇的愤怒。
God once again appeared to him.
然后神再一次的向他显现。
The same God who spoke to him in his dream.There in Bethel years before.
在许多年前在同样的地方伯特利神曾在梦中对他说话。
And God says to Jacob,
神又在对雅各说
Arise, go up to Bethel and live there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau.
起来上伯特利去。在住在那里要在那里筑一座坛给神就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。
So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, Put away the foreign gods which are among you, purify yourselves, change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me,And then it says in Hebrew, in the way.
所以雅各就对他加州的人并一切与他同在的人说你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神也要自洁 更换衣裳，我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我祷告，在我在希伯来文里面就讲的，在我所行的道路上保佑我的那位。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是非常的奇妙？
God has been with me in the way.
在我所行的道上神与我同在。
When I was deceived by Laban,
当我被拉班所骗的时候，
I was being disciplined.
那我在那里其实是受管教。
As I look up to God,
因为我抬头看到神，
I see I belong in Bethel.
然后我发现我原来是属于伯特利的。
I belong in the house of God.
我是应当在神的家中的。
He has brought me to this place.
他带领我到了这里。
Where I stop running.
我就不再跑。
And want to live in His way.
我要按着他的道路走。
I acknowledge that God's ways are perfect.
所以我就能够承认神的道路是完全的。
And He has kept me in the way.
而且在这一路上他保守我。
So let us arise and build an altar to God.
所以我们一同起来，我们一同来建坛，献给神。
The altar in the Old Testament is always a symbol of the cross.
在旧约里面讲到了这个坛，就是代表基督。
And let us call upon the name of our God.
然后在这里我们呼求神的名。
And Jacob acknowledged even at the end of his life before Pharaoh.
所以甚至保罗在他甚至雅各在他要死之前，他对法老也这样子说。
That even though his ways were short and evil.God's ways were perfect.
虽然我一生的路又短，又苦，但是神的道路是完全的。
And then we have this wonderful final song of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 32.
然后我们在这里还有摩西死之前的摩西之歌，在生命记的第32章。
And we find him singing a testimony of God.
我们看到他在这里将对神的见证用歌表达出来。
I just call your attention to verse 4.
那我需要你大家能够注意的是第四节。
The rock, his work is perfect, all his ways are right. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
他是磐石，他的作为完全。他所行的无不公平，是诚实无畏的神，又公义又正直。
Now isn't this amazing? Moses can declare his ways are perfect.
所以这不是非常奇妙吗？摩西能够宣告说神的道路是完全的。
Now think of it.
想一想。
He's talking about how God dealt with him in his life.
他是讲到神在他自己的生命里面怎么对付他自己。
Of those 40 years of discipline in the desert.
在旷野里面四十年的管教。
And then years in the wilderness with the children of Israel.
那在这四十年在旷野里面与以色列的百姓同行。
The warfare.
那里有征战。
The rebellion.
那里有以色列的悖逆。
The murmuring.
那里有以色列的抱怨。
Even the death of a whole generation.
甚至一个世代的人都过去了。
And yet Moses could say, as for God, his ways are perfect.
但是摩西能够讲，至于神，他的道路是完全的。
And when you read this whole prophetic song,
所以当你读整个这个摩西的预言的诗歌的时候
，He says, and despite all of our unfaithfulness,
那摩西是说，虽然我们是不对神是不忠心不信实的
，God's way is to bring us in to the promised land.
但是神的道路是要带领我们进入应许之地。
Now men saw something of this way of the cross.
所以人呢总是能够看见一点点这关于十字架的道路。
But of course now we come to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
然后呢我们就到了耶稣基督的启示。
Who said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
耶稣说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
And when we see Jesus,
所以当我们看到耶稣的时候，
We see him going the way of the cross.
我们看到他的道路是十字架的道路。
This is the perfect way of God.
这个是神完全的道路。
Through his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his exaltation.
借着他的死他的复活他的高升他的得荣耀。
This is the key.To understanding the wisdom of God.
那么这个呢是成为要明白神智慧的钥匙。
Jesus and the cross explains everything about the way of our life.
愿耶稣基督并他的十字架就能够解释我们所经历一切的道路。
When we see what our Lord Jesus went through,
当我们看见耶稣所经过的各样事情
we understand what it means, I am the way, no one comes to the Father except through me.
然后我们就可以明白我是道路除了我以外没有人能够借着没有人能够到神那里。
His death was our death.
他的死成为我们的死。
His resurrection is our resurrection.
他的复活成为我们的复活。
The wisdom that we have to share with the world is the wisdom in the cross.
我们能够跟这个世界所分享的智慧乃是这个十字架的智慧。
That was the key linchpin to explaining all of history.
那么这是那个要点那是个关键的地方要能够解释所有历史的发展。
But, as we see his heavenly vision,
但是当我们看见这天上的意象的时候
we can acknowledge not only that the way of the cross is for us,
我们不仅能够承认说十字架的道路是给我们的道路。
If we would follow him, we must deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow him.
我们如果要跟随他的话那我们就要否定自己我们要背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
But here is our advantage.
那但是我们有什么好处呢
Because we live under a heavenly vision.
因为我们是活在这天上的意象之下。
And what is that heavenly vision?
那这个天上的意象是什么
You know when we understand God's perfect way?
因为当我们知道神的道路是完全的时候
It's when we look into heaven.
正是我们往天看
And we see that our Lord is the Lamb of God.
那我们看见我们的主是神的羔羊。
And we understand that he was slain before the foundation of the world.
然后我们就开始明白他是在创世以前就被神所杀。
And we understand that the way of God has had that cross in his heart right from the very beginning and before the creation of man.
所以我们就开始知道这个十字架已经在神的心里甚至在这个世界造成以前在世界有人以前。
And now when we look into heaven,
所以现在当我们仰脸望天的时候
who did John see?
那么约翰看到的是什么
The Lamb of God.
他看到的是神的羔羊
Holding the scrolls of destiny in his hands.
手上所拿的是这个世界历史终结的书卷
The perfect way has now been set.
那么这一个完全的道路已经定规了
And it's because of the Lamb of God.
为什么乃是因为神的羔羊
Now, we all bear the cross.
那我们都要背我们的十字架。
Many Christians murmur because of the cross.
很多基督徒在那里抱怨，这是因为十字架。
They don't understand why I'm going through such difficulty.
所以很多时候不明白我为什么要经过这样子的难处。
Christians are just like little children. They're always saying why, 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 why.
基督徒啊，就好像小孩子一样，天天就在那里问为什么，为什么，为什么。
Now you parents who have children at the why age, you know what I'm talking about.
所以你们做父母的，如果你的孩子正在这个年纪的时候，天天问为什么的时候，你知道我在讲什么。
I'm sure the devil taught them that word.
那我感觉这是魔鬼教他们学会这个字。
No matter what you ask them to do, why, 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 why?
因为不管你要他们做什么，他们老是问你为什么，为什么，为什么。
But isn't that not the case with murmuring Christians?
那这样子，这个街不就是在那里抱怨的基督徒吗
？Why me, Lord?
为什么是我呢
？I've been your good kid.
我一直很守规矩。
Why are you treating me so roughly?
你为什么要这样子的让我难过
？Oh, listen, we murmur.
所以我们会抱怨。
Until you see the Lamb of God.
但只等到我们见到了神的羔羊。
And you say, God, your ways are perfect.
然后我们就能够说你的道路是完全的。
What the King of Kings and Lord of Lords went through was the perfect way.
因为那个万王之王万主之主所经过的道路是完全的道路。
And there's only one way that we will be brought into glorious sons, and it's by the perfect way of the cross.
我们只有一个办法能够得到这个荣耀的儿子。因为就必须要经过这荣耀的十字架道路。
And so that cross stands in front of the way that we would live, go forward as Christians.
所以在我们所走的道路上，这个十字架就摆在我们的前面。
Now let me take you, let's go to John 14.
那我们再看一下约翰福音第十四章。
Because we see that his own disciples standing at the crossroads.
所以我们可以看到他自己所带的门徒在那个时候也到了人生抉择的时候。
Now all of the disciples had embraced
their Messiah.
那么所有的门徒都接受了他们的弥赛亚。
But they did not understand the cross.
但他们不明白十字架。
They had been following in a way, following their master.
他们的确有跟从他们的主。
But it was an outward way, following Jesus as he went from place to place.
我这是外面的跟随耶稣，无论往哪里，他们就跟着他走。
But here in John 14, we see the disciples in a crisis.
但等到约翰福音第十四章的时候，我们看到门徒在这里有一个危机。
You just look at the first six verses.
我们看一下第一节到第六节。
Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去，原是为你们预备地方的。
Now the disciples had no understanding of what he meant.
那这些门徒不知道主耶稣在讲些什么。
They didn't understand that he was going the way of the cross to prepare a home for them in eternity.
他们不明白主耶稣要上十字架，好为他们预备这个永远的住处。
Verse 3, If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going.
所以第三节，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往那里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
And immediately Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?
所以马上多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
And Jesus said to them, I am the true and living way.
所以耶稣就告诉他们了，我就是那个又真又活的道路。
Now, do you think when Jesus said that, that a light bulb went off in any of the disciples' heads?
所以你想当耶稣这么一讲的时候，在门徒脑袋里面是不是那个灯泡就亮了？
They were so outward in their understanding of the way.
因为他们在这个时候对于这条路的了解都是在外面的。
They were just following Jesus. He went to that town, they followed him.
因为他们就是跟随主耶稣，主耶稣到哪个城，他们就到哪个城。
Now that's a happy life if Jesus is going to stay with you on earth forever.
那么想起来的话，这样子的生活实在是非常的快乐，因为耶稣在地上如果能够存到永远的话。
Jesus says, you see, now my way and yours has to...change.
但是耶稣就在这里讲，那我走的路跟你们走的路现在开始就不一样。
I have to go away to prepare a place for you.
我现在要去走一条路是要为你们预备一个地方。
Now you know the way I'm going.
然后你也知道我要走的路是什么。
Many times the Lord told them he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to be persecuted, he was going to die, he's going to be raised up.
因为主耶稣在这之前已经告诉他们很多次了，他要到耶路撒冷去，在那里要被逼迫，要受死，然后要复活。
The disciples could not understand this way of the cross.
但是门徒不能够了解这十字架的道路。
Doubting Thomas.
所以这一个喜欢怀疑的多马。
Very smart guy.
非常的聪明。
Probably the one Chinese disciple.
那可能他是一个中国人。
He says,We don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?
所以他就说我们不知道你往哪里去，我们怎么知道那条路呢？
Oh, they were in a crisis.
所以在这个时候，他们有一个危机。
What is the way forward?
到底往前走要走什么路？
Oh, so Jesus said, "Well, I'm the way forward."
所以耶稣就告诉他们说，我就是你们要走的路。
That doesn't help.
但这个实在没有帮助什么东西。
You're the way forward, and you're going away.
那你告诉我们说我们要你就是我们的路，但你又不见了。那你什么时候回来呢？
Anyway, Jesus, you said you're going to build the church.
而且是耶稣，你已经告诉我们你要建造教会。
If you go, how are we going to build the church?
那么你走了以后，我们怎么来建造这教会呢？
Please give us a pattern.
所以告诉我们一下怎么做。
See, Thomas may have been from Singapore.
所以我想想看，多马可能是从新加坡来的。
Give us a pattern. How should we build the church?
所以告诉我们到底这建造教会的模式是什么？
You want it like the temple? We build, but give everybody a priest uniform and have sacrifices.
所以好像建造那个圣殿一样，那告诉我们有什么样子的祭司，他穿什么样子的衣服。
Should we build a synagogue?
还是说我们要建造一个会堂？
哇，好，
There was no blueprint.
但是严格说来，没有这样子的蓝图。
What's the way forward?
所以我们到底往前怎么走
？They're the disciples.
这些是门徒。
And they don't know where to go.
他们都不知道要往哪里走。他们不知道怎么做。
Boy, they were stuck.
所以在这里就卡住了。
So Jesus began, as you know, three chapters, 14, 15, 16.
所以接下来的三章十四、十六、十五、十六。
He says, "I'll tell you how you're going to build the church."
然后他就开始告诉门徒们，这是你怎么样来建造这个教会。
I'm going to send somebody to you.
那我会差遣另一位来到你们当中。
He's going to lead you in all the way.
那他会带领你们走这条路。
How are you going to know how to build the church?
所以你怎么知道怎么建造教会呢
？Follow the Holy Spirit.
跟随圣灵的带领。
And He will teach you about Me.
他会教把我关于我的事教导你。
And you will lay the foundation of the church.
然后你就能够为教会立下根基。
They had no pattern.
没有特别的模式。
No blueprint.
没有一个蓝图。
Why is that?
为什么
？Now we have a blueprint today.
那今天的话，我们
Now what's that?
是什么？
The word of God?
就神的话。
No.
不是的。
What's the blueprint of the church?
那教会的蓝图是什么
?Jesus himself.
就是耶稣基督。
All the disciples were doing was producing Jesus in the lives of the people.
所以门徒们所做的就是要把耶稣的生命成全在信徒的身上。
And we know the way of the church.
所以我们知道教会的道路。
When we gather together,
当我们一同聚集的时候
we've been baptized by the Spirit into one body.
我们因着圣灵受洗归于一个身体。
Now this is the first and only time on earth such an organism has ever been created.
我们要明白这是在这个地球上是第一次这样子的有机体被创造出来。
The church is one living organism.
教会是一整整体是一个活泼的生命体。
It's not an organization.
它不是一个结构。
It's organized.
它是有它自己的安排。
Because it has a head.
因为它有元首。
And Christ is the head.
因为基督是元首。
But Christ is also the body.
但基督也是身体。
What does the church look like?
所以教会应该看起来像什么
？Jesus.
耶稣
The church bears the testimony of Jesus.
因为教会是见证耶稣基督的。
The church looks like Jesus.
所以看到教会好像看到基督。
The church loves like Jesus.
所以教会的爱像基督的爱。
The church heals like Jesus.
教会的医治像基督的医治。
The church prays like Jesus.
教会的赞美像基督的赞美。
The church worships like Jesus.
教会的敬拜像耶稣的敬拜。
The church walks like Jesus.
所以教会的行走像耶稣的行走。
The church is Jesus.
教会就是基督。
That's why the early Christians were called people of the way.
所以早期的教会，早期的门徒们被叫做，被称作信奉这道的人。
The Jews would look at them.
所以犹太人看着他们。
These people are uncanny. We don't get it.
这些人。我们实在搞不懂他们了。
There isn't a lot of outward organization like we have, you know, rabbis and priests and scribes and Pharisees.
跟我们比起来，他们好像没有像我们这样子的一个组织，然后有拉比，有祭司，有文士。
And if you ask the Christians, who's your leader? They say Jesus.
所以如果你问耶稣，问基督徒的话，问他们说，你们的领袖是谁呢？他们会说耶稣基督。
Then they say, no, it can't be Jesus because he's gone.
那他们就说，不可能是耶稣啊，因为他已经不在了。
They said, no, he's here.
但他们说，没有，他就在这里。
He's unseen.
那虽然看不见。
But he's our head.
但是他是我们的元首。
He tells us what to do.
他告诉我们怎么做。
He tells us where to go.
他告诉我们往哪里走。
He tells us what to preach.
他告诉我们怎么讲。
We just do what he tells us.
我们只是遵循他的命令来做。
And so here's this whole group of people, and they're all moving in a certain direction.
所以有各式各样不同的人在那里有工作，往各种不同的方向。
And they're being coordinated by an unseen person.
那看起来好像有一个看不见的人在那里指挥一样。
So if the saints in a town like Colossae,
所以好像在哥罗西那里的圣徒。
And they were there, and suddenly a door opened for them to preach gospel in the synagogue.
所以在那里门开了，让他们能够在会堂传福音。
Suddenly they receive a letter.
然后他们收到了一封信。
And Apollos says, I am coming to visit Colossae. Can I help you preach the gospel?
所以我看说阿波罗所写的说我要来了我可不可以在你们那里传福音
Now who is the best synagogue preacher of the apostles?
所以在 门徒里面在使徒里面哪一个是最适合 在会堂里面传福音的
Well, I'm just going to say Apollos.
我反正告诉你们就是阿波罗
And people say, this is the will of God.
所以人就说哦这是神的旨意
God coordinated this
因为神在那里安排
And so we had some workers they traveled around by God's leading perfect timing perfect way just the right person to preach the gospel
所以有神的工人那在那里在各处不同的地方行走那受神的指挥在一个最好的时间一个最好的人到一个最合适的地方传
When the church was alive there was no popewho was a puppeteer telling everybody where to go on a stage.
所以当教会是活的时候那里没有一个教宗好像玩木偶的人告诉大家往哪里走。
There was only Jesus.
在那里只有耶稣。
And he was leading them in his living way.
那他带领他们走他这条生命的道路。
And they discovered he is the way.
他们发现了他是道路。
And as the brethren and sisters preached the gospel,
所以当弟兄们当姐妹们在那里传福音的时候
And as they began to live together,
当他们一同生活一同聚会的时候
They began to discover the way of the cross.
那他们就发现了这一条十字架的道路
They knew a lot of grace.
他们知道很多关于恩典的事
The word of God was alive and active.
因为神的道是活泼的是有功效
They knew the power of the Spirit.
他们知道圣灵的能力
But they had all.Laid down their lives at the cross.
但是他们也都将自己的生命摆在十字架的面前。
They knew the way of the cross.
因为他们知道十字架的道路。
We think the day of Pentecost was a wonderful day.
所以那天在五旬节的那一天是个非常美好的一天。
3,000 are saved. They're baptizing all night long.
那么3,000人悔改得救，那么整日的在那里施洗。
But that meant that you, because you are a believer and you have a house in Jerusalem,
那么这也讲到是一个你这个信徒，你在耶路撒冷有个房子。
For one year, you're going to have 8 people, not from your family, living in your house.
那么有整整一年的时间，会有八个人，不是你家里的人，要住在你家里。
And some of them are Greek-speaking.Jews.
那有的人呢是会讲希腊文的犹太人。
You don't even understand what they're saying.
你还不了解他们在讲什么。
But the Lord spoke to you and said, take them in.
但神对你说接待他们。
Now you learn the way of the cross.
所以就开始学到十字架的道路。
Because you live with people.
因为你是与人住在一起的。
They don't eat Chinese food.
他们不吃中国食物。
Oh, that's hard to bear.
那对我们来讲受不了。
Pizza, Italian food every day.
那天天在那里吃 pizza, 吃意大利的食物。
Well, it's the way of the cross for you.
那么这个就是十字架的道路。
But there's a way of unity there.
但同样这也是合一的道路。
These saints living together on resurrection ground had a testimony.
这些活在复活的根基上的圣徒们他们有一个见证。
Jesus is our Lord.
因为耶稣是我们的主。
And he's in the midst.
那他在我们的当中。
Well now, brothers, sisters, I don't need to carry this much further.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我不需要在这里再多说。
Except to say that we know in church history, the church lost the way.
然后我们都知道教会的历史，那教会失去了这条道路。
And you know, we should not be surprised by that.
实际想想，我们也不需要觉得奇怪。
Because Jesus told us in his parables that there's going to be tares among the wheat.
那因为圣经已经告诉我们，耶稣已经告诉我们，麦子跟稗子要混在一起。
There's going to be leaven in the loaf.
在面团里面会有面酵。
There's going to be sinners sneaking into our love feasts.
会有罪人能够偷进我们的爱宴。
There's going to be false teachers.
在那里会有假教师。
Who try to remove us from the way.
要叫我们不走这条十字架的路。
What do we do about that?
那我们该怎么做？
And in this amazing scene of confusion in Christendom today, how are we to live?
在今天这个基督教的世界看起来非常混乱、非常困惑的时代，我们要做什么？
The Lord causes some people who love Him
神呼召了一些爱他的人
to see a heavenly vision.
能够看见天上的意象。
And in that vision to see the way of the cross for them again.
能够在那里再一次看见十字架的道路带给他们的。
And they see the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God.
他们看到了主耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
And they hear the exhortation to look unto Jesus as we run the race.
他们也听到了这样子的劝勉。当我们奔跑这条道路的时候，定睛在主身上。
And even as Jesus ran forward, bearing the cross,
甚至当主耶稣背着十架的道路往前直奔的时候
，so his children must bear the cross as well.
同样的，跟随他的人也要这样子走。
God throughout history has raised up some people who love the Lord more than this world. They embraced the cross and recovered.The living way.
所以在这个教会历史里面，神兴起许多爱他的人，他们为了十字架的缘故，他们爱主过于爱这个世界，所以他们能够走这条道路，恢复这条道路。
In this last days,
在这个末后的时代
，there is nothing that rejoices the Lord's heart more.
没有什么东西能够让主的心更满意、更满足。
Than to find an assembly of people.
是他如果能够发现一个有这样子的聚会
who are walking as people of the way
是那些信奉这道的人
we have the apostle John
我们有使徒约翰
all of his works testify of the way of recovery
因为他的工作是一个恢复的工作
you look in 1 John
你看约翰一书
what does he talk about
他讲什么
abide
要住在
abide
要住在
walk
行走
in the light,
行在光中
walk,
行走
in obedience,
要顺服的行走
walk,
行走
in love,
在爱里行走
abide,
要住在我里面
this abiding in you overcomes the world.
那么住在我的里面就能够胜过这个世界
John was the apostle of recovery for the church.
所以教会约翰是教会恢复的使徒
when he wrote the gospel,
当他写福音书的时候
he gave testimony to Jesus as a matter of salvation that people might believe.
讲到关于耶稣基督的见证是救恩的见证叫人得以相信得救。
But for Christians,
但对基督徒讲
it's a little different focus to John, isn't there?
那约翰的重点就有点不完全一样。
What does John want us to rediscover about Jesus?
约翰是要我们能够重新再一次发现关于耶稣什么样子的事情。
Jesus.When you look in the heavenly vision, is the I am.
当我们看到这个耶稣，看到天上的意象的时候，就是旧约里面那个自有拥有的我是。
Once again, the church needs to come back to I am the bread, I am the life, I am the light.
所以教会需要再一次的能够发现，我是那个饼，我是那个生命，我是那条道路。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
You see, so much of the church no longer sees the I am.
所以太多的时候，教会已经看不见这一个耶稣的我是。
And they've lost the way.
所以他们就失去了他们的道路。
Then, of course, in the book of Revelation.
所以再到了启示录。
John himself, who had been a faithful apostle for years.
所以约翰这是一个忠心的使徒许多年了。
When he saw the glorious Christ.
当他看到荣耀的基督的时候
he fell down,
他就扑倒
and he declared, Your ways are perfect.
他就同样的能够说你的道路是完全的
he saw the lamb upon the throne.
他看到坐在宝座上的羔羊
he saw the overcomers full of heavenly vision overcoming by the power of the blood and the word of their testimony and they loved not their life unto death.
所以看到了那些得胜者在天上围绕着宝座他们爱跟从羔羊不爱惜自己的性命为将自己的性命摆上
And when he saw the end the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven
当他看到了神终极的目的新耶路撒冷从天降临
he saw the way
他也看到了这条路
to be faithful
要能够忠心
to hear what the Spirit says
要能够听到圣灵的声音
to overcome even as he overcame
我们就能够如他得胜一样的得胜
to be the called, the chosen, and the faithful
所以就能够被称作是那个蒙召的是忠心的
so we have the precious word ever before us as a way of recovery
所以在我们的眼前这神宝贵的话语就有一条恢复的路
in these last days Many churches, many Christians have lost the way.
在这个末后的世代，很多教会、很多基督徒已经失去了这一条路。
Now, when you look unto heaven,
所以当你仰脸望天的时候
，Do you see the way?
你看到这条路了吗
？Do you see the end?
你看到了这样子的终极结局吗
？Do you hear your call?
你听到你自己的呼召吗
？I hope these messages have helped us just gather together the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以盼望这些信息能够帮助我们。能够一同的一同看见这个伟大的耶稣基督。
If we truly see him,
如果我们真正的看到了他
，we can walk in a new and a living way.
我们就能够走一条又新又活的路。
In these last days,
在这一个末后的时代
，coordinated by the head,
在这后面是由神为元首的基督在那里掌管。
Living in resurrection life.
活出一个复活的生命
，understanding the way of the cross，
那能够明白十字架的道路
，testifying as for God, His way is perfect。
那我们就能够见证，至于神，他的道路是完全的。
Now is His way perfect in your life？
那么，在你的生命里面，他的道路是不是完全的
？When you see Him，
当你看见他的时候
，you know it's true。
那你就知道是真的。
Takes away your murmuring，
然后你就不再抱怨。
Takes away your anger。
那不再愤怒
，takes away your fear。
那不再害怕。
The open heaven says God loves you. Whatever's going on in your life is His love perfecting you into the perfect way.
天上所开启的启示是告诉我们神爱我们，不管我们遭遇什么样子的事情，是他在爱里面完全的道路。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
Our Father, we thank you so much.
父啊，我们真是感谢你。
Oh, when we look at the Lamb of God,
当我们看见神的羔羊的时候
，we see the highest of the highest of Jesus.
我们看到了高深又高深的基督。
That was the way that He conquered sin, sickness, death.
这是他胜过罪、胜过病、胜过死的道路。
And now by His perfect, finished work.
现在借着他一个完全完美成就的工作
，soon the kingdoms of this world.Will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ.
在不多久，这世上的国度就要成为我主我耶稣基督的国。
Even in these last days, we see your perfect will and way unfolding before us.
甚至在这个末后的世代，我们仍然能够看见您的完全的道路、完全的旨意在我们面前展开。
We dare not be disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们断不敢违背那从天上来的意象。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名，
阿门，
阿门。